It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
This feeling will bleed me dry. Where are the angels who watch over me? Or the hand that held me to sleep? Sacred is taken away. And the pain is all you can keep. Dreams all lie dead at my feet. All our vows turn to lies. All our vows turn to lies. Till the well of forgiveness has run bone dry. is taken away. And the pain is all you can keep.
Sochi samajh na da.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Canned vegetables. Hey, Duncan, get over here. Need you to stay with me and your brother, okay? Well, closer. Come on, help me out here, buddy. Excuse me. Duncan, you're blocking me out.
I want some bologna.
Not today.
But I want it.
Sorry. Duncan!
I want to put the number thing.
Too bad.
Mommy would let me.
Yeah, well, she's not here, okay? She's gone, and she's not coming back, and you're just gonna have to deal with it like the rest of us, okay? Duncan.
On May 29th, Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 9:16. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard more from Yorkston, Thorne, and Kahn. And as mentioned, the genesis for the band started out as an accidental duo at an Edinburgh folk festival. And from there grew to include, besides James Yorkston and Thuhail Kahn, was also John Thorne on bass, and they were joined by a fourth person who they, when this record was discussed for release, Lisa was asked if she'd like the title of the project to be Yorkston, Thorne, Kahn, O'Neill, but she felt that the record was a Yorkston, Thorne, Kahn project and saw herself as a guest. I mention this as we all feel she was and is an invaluable part of the album. All the best to you all. And we heard Vashaspati, followed by the Kaiva, and then Yorkston's song Everything Sacred. Written by John Thorne and performed by the group. And Vashaspati and Kaiva was written by Thorne and Kahn. And the Sufi song, the music was written by Suhail Yusuf Kahn. Lyrics are adapted from a poem by the Sufi poet Bul Shah. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. And you may have heard my phone bonging, and that was to announce that the Boston Marathon has started. Yes, the runners are leaving Hopkinton and embarking on the 26.2 miles, I think, is the official distance, but I honestly don't remember until they get into Copley Square. should be a great day. It's probably actually a little warm, so you may not see records being broken today, but nevertheless, it always is a good show. So, April the 18th, 'twas the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive, wrote Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who remembers the day and year of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Well, and he could say that when he wrote that poem, and we know definitely there's no one left alive who actually was there when it happened. We're extremely lucky in this area of the country to have some wonderful old buildings preserved. And one of those was the Jason Russell House, which it turned out was actually where the bloodiest of the fighting occurred on April the 19th. What had happened was that a group of British regulars had marched out from General Gage's command in Boston and were headed to Concord. They had heard that there was a farm where the colonials had stashed powder and shot and other munitions in the barn on a farmer's property, which happened to be across the old North Bridge. Hence, by the rude bridge that arched the flood, where once the embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world. Yes, those events happened on April the 19th. The quote-unquote battles of Lexington and Concord, the killed and wounded there paled in comparison with the battle that took place as the British were retreating and being fired upon behind stone walls at the crossroads of Menotomy. I believe the final count was 19 people killed. 11 of them were right around or in the Jason Russell House, which is at the corner of Jason Street and Mass Ave. And Jason Russell himself was a gentleman farmer. He probably supported the colonials, but he wasn't actually a fighter himself. He was lame on one leg, and he was bayoneted to death on his own doorstep. A heck of a way to go. His house was one of the largest outlying houses right before you got to the crossroads at Menotomy, which was just a small market town with some sawmills on the bank of Mill Creek, and a crossroads which was where people stopped on their way into a market in Boston. So, yeah, if you want to feel like you're celebrating Patriots Day a day early, you could always go to the Starbucks in Arlington, which was the site of the tavern where two gentlemen who were just enjoying a drink were killed by the retreating British, who were not at all happy that how badly they had been harried. You have to realize that these were troops that had been marching for over 24 hours. They never reached their objective in Concord, but were turned back. And the only reason that they didn't lose more troops was because the leader of that regiment astutely noted that it looked like the countryside had been razed, and R-A-I-S-E-D, and sent back for reinforcements from General Gage. So there you have it. April the 19th, which is tomorrow, is actually when the Battle of Lexington and Concord and Menotomy and coming back into the city of Boston worked. Of course, for those of you who are fond of either high hack holidays or American colonial history will remember that the British finally got tossed out of Boston in 1777, an evacuation day, which coincidentally happens to occur on March the 17th. And how were they eliminated? Well, as it turned out, the guns from Fort Ticonderoga that Ethan Allen and his Vermont regulars had taken were hauled overland and set up on Dorchester Heights. And when the British awoke and saw those cannons train directly on their ships, they said, "It's high time we..." We got out of here, hence Evacuation Day. And so, April the 20th is right before the absolute last day that you could be born, that you were an Aries and probably excellent for a military career, because on April 21st, the sun enters the house of Taurus. And this is where we go to the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightly. And this comes from the Calendar of Shepherds of 1604. "He that is born under Taurus shall be strong, hardy, and full of strife. In his youth he will despise every person and be ireful. He shall go on pilgrimage and live among strangers. He shall be rich by women, and yet shall experience many pains by women. He shall be grieved by sickness and venom at 23, and in peril of water at 33, and shall live 85 years and 3 months. The woman shall be effectual, laboring, and a great liar. She shall have many husbands and many children. She shall be in her best estate at 16 years, but then sickly, and if she escapes, she'll live 75 years. She ought to bear rings and precious stones around her. As well man as woman shall be likened to the bull that laboreth the land, but when the seed is sown, he hath but the straw to his part. They shall keep well their own and be reputed unkind." April the 22nd, "Make prognostications from the neck and throat, which are governed by Taurus, and seek cures for them." Ah, and here we come to it. April the 23rd is St. George's Day, which is much admired in England and used to be traditionally the start of the Morris season, but now, as we know, every holiday is a good excuse for Morris dancing. April the 23rd, John Aubrey says, to save a maid, St. George the dragon slew. A pretty tale, if all is told, be true. Most say there are no dragons, and 'tis said there was no George. Pray God there was a maid. So, yes, what is the genesis of this tale? Well, St. George was actually a saint of the Eastern Church and wasn't originally called George. We don't really have time to go into his history or why he became the patron saint of England. Suffice it to say that he did, and St. George's Day is traditionally considered the day that England is in ribbons. April the 24th is St. Mark's Eve. Try the church porch watch if you dare. And if you want to know more about that, just please email me and we'll be happy to provide the information. April the 25th, which is next Monday, is St. Mark's Day. Cowslips now blooming. And I'm going to read the information for the following week because, as I mentioned, I'm going to be absent next week, and there will be an extended time frame. Adam Kercheval's Morning Madness on Mondays will go from 1 hour to 3 hours on April the 25th. April the 26th, on this day, according to tradition, the waters of the flood began to abate and the ark rested. April the 27th, marriage frowned on Lent is once again permitted from the Sunday after Easter, and since you know that Easter was very early this year, many people took advantage. April the 28th, with uncanny May Eve approaching, be sure to guard your children against evil. April the 29th, put Taurian bulls to cows now for early calves next year. April the 30th, May Eve, the Eve of Beltane or Bright Fire, the Celtic festival of summer's beginning. And then Sunday after next is May 1st with Milk and May Games, probably named after Maia, a Roman goddess of growth and increase. In Welsh, it's known as Mai. And in Gaelic, it's Maisbeacan, the month of swelling. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's Thri Milchi, the month when cows give milk three times a day, the dairy month. And yes, it a sure sign that winter is past. Sunday, May 1st is actually Beltane. And in May the 2nd, I will be returning and we will be doing the Beltane show then. In the meantime, here's a little something for you.
Did I think women ought to dance the Morris? Or did I know if ever the women did dance the Morris? I said yes. I said, I'm not going to tell you if ever there was a woman size of Morris dancing. I said, but let me tell you, there were some dancers there, so whack half the men are dancing jigs. Said the old Jim Smith and old Mother Tolly. My God, they could dance a jig. Old Jim Smith. Well, Jemima, that was her name, Jemima Smith. She'd challenge any on them. Well, I mean, she'd go to me and said, I'll show you the platinum. They used to call platinum doing them capers. Yeah. You know? Ah, she could dance. So I said, yes, I know the women dance the Morris. And, but I said, let's get them to the day. You say, should women dance the Morris? Now, I've always been used to playing fair, 50-50. That's me. Or I don't want none at the thought to do anything at all. Oh, he said. I said, now who started the Morris in London in the first place? And would there been any Morris at all in London if it hadn't been for the ladies? I said, you blokes have not a look in, you know, I should have done it for the ladies. Now let's play a fair game of 50-50. They give it all a start, why shouldn't they dance? I said, let me tell you that. I said, they dance at a damn sight nicer than half you do. And this all was fool, you know, that was it before I knew what I said.
Thank you.
bathed in the starlight, we'll sing our wassail prayer. Some toast and good beer, raised in good cheer, to apple and to pear. Our guns will inspire the fruit of desire, and ale we will share, ale we will share. And the snow is falling, her cloak is laying all over the land, all over the land. On the 1st of May, at the break of day, summer is born. We'll dance a Morris tune with the setting of the moon. We will greet the dawn. The winter we dispel with the sound of Morris bells. So pass the drinking horn, pass the drinking horn. And the sun is rising, the green man growing all over the land, all over the
thank you.
Was a medley of Slav wedding songs done by Lobana. This album originally came out on Shaughnessy back in 1993 and re-released in 2004 on their own label of Spinning Records. They were quite a successful women's singing group that really made a name for themselves in the 70s and 80s here locally, and continued on into the 90s when people sort of went their separate ways. Before that, we heard Damn the Bard with Forgotten Never Be, from his album Sabbath that came out last year on his own label of Carebrin Records. And then we heard something that the English Folk Dance and Song Society did, and I can see I misspelled it. That's what happens when you're in a hurry. It's absolutely classic, not classed, the music of William Kimber. And what this features is Kimber fortunately did some voice recordings which got cleaned up, and you heard him in the end talking about women dancing the Boris. And he had absolutely no problems with it because he said the Morris would never have continued on, especially after the Great War or World War One, if it hadn't been the women. And some people were very insistent that only men should be dancing the Morris because a lot of the Morris sides came from miners and other folk. But he was like, hey, they can dance a jig as well as anybody else. What you frequently find are the women, especially the older women, doing garland dances, which are hoop dances, and particularly prominent in well-dressing season over in England. Okay, it is 9:55. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm going to go out of here with a short excerpt from a gentleman who is just in town. This is R.J. Stewart explicating on his chanting method, which simply uses vowel sounds. It's called calling in the elements.
Each of the four elements is traditionally allocated a vowel sound. These could be E for air, I for fire, O for water, and A for earth. They would be chanted as follows. Elemental vowel chants should be repeated in a cycle. Each element has its own specific elemental call, and these can be combined with the vowel sounds. Air would sound like this. Fire would sound like this. I. Water would sound like this. And earth would sound like this. If we linked the calls and the vowels for each of the four elements, the full cycle of calls would sound like this. To complete the cycle of elemental calls, we can return to the four basic notes from which the calls are assembled. These are chanted on a U or OO vowel sound, as follows.